Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
All right, we got a lot to get into in this final hour of the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you. Earlier today on the show, we had Lance Leipold on the show. We had Chris Kleiman on the show. I'll play both of those best of cuts here coming up in this 5 o'clock segment. And we'll also get you ready for the weekend in the National Football League. The Chiefs are on Monday Night Football, so it feels like a bye week, even though it's not a bye week, but we'll still get you ready for Monday Night Football. We did find out that the Commanders starting quarterback, Jaden Daniels, is not going to play on Monday Night Football, and Marcus Mariota is going to play. Now, I don't have to play the audio again. You guys know what happened the last time that Marcus Mariota was at Arrowhead. But I at least want to reiterate one more time for those of you in the 5 o'clock audience, the forward progress call back in 2017 is the worst call in the history of the National Football League. It is also the last time that the Chiefs didn't make the AFC Championship game, which just goes to show you how long ago that was and how much success Kansas City has had since 2018. But Marcus Mariota back in Arrowhead, I cannot think of a call that is worse than that one. So, Rob, let's shout out Baker University. We'll talk a little KU. We'll talk a little K-State. We'll also talk about some trade rumors circling around the Kansas City Chiefs.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for The Hits. Number one.
As always, Carrington, The Hits are brought to you by Baker University. Make your next era orange at Baker University, the first university in Kansas, and ranked number one in return on investment among private universities in Kansas. Baker University, forever in our orange era.
All right, so let's talk about the two players that are rumored to Kansas City. One was Breece Hall, and these rumors were started by Jeremy Fowler and Dan Graziano of ESPN. I'm just not buying the Breece Hall rumors. He's 24 years old. He's in the last year of his contract. I also think that Breece Hall is in line to just really get paid at the end of the season. Now, maybe the Chiefs are willing to overpay to go get Breece Hall, and they're simply looking at him as a one-year option. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think whatever team goes out and makes the trade for Breece Hall, if he gets traded, I think they're looking at him as a long-term viable solution. I think he's worth probably a third or a fourth round pick. I think you get him. I think you can contemplate putting a franchise tag on him to negotiate a long-term deal. I think that Breece Hall is one of the better running backs in the National Football League. I'm certainly not against going to get Breece Hall. That just would go anti everything that they've done for the last 6 months. I don't think they're going to do that. Maybe the Chiefs end up making a move at running back. I just don't think it's that one. So at least for now, I'm ready to table any conversation about running backs. I want one. I know a few of you on the text line want a running back. I just don't think the Chiefs are really interested in one. I don't think they're actively looking for one. So I'm ready to put that conversation away. If we got to pick it back up, sure. But for right now, I'm putting it in the cabinet. I do believe the Chiefs are going to pick up a defensive lineman between now and the trade deadline, which is November 4th. So we are 13 days away from the NFL trade deadline. Two names that I think make a lot of sense and are in line with how the Chiefs sort of move. Number one is Jalen Phillips. He is a 25-year-old defensive lineman for the Miami Dolphins. Now, it is important to note, he tore his Achilles two seasons ago. He tore his ACL last year. So we are talking about a player with a significant injury history. It is also important to note that he is on the final year of his contract. He is on the final year of a rookie contract, and this is the fifth-year option. So we're talking about $13 million fully guaranteed. Now, important to note, half of that money has already been paid out. So we're talking about you signing him essentially to a one-year $6 million deal. Maybe Miami is willing to eat some of that. I also would guess that there would be a little bit of a market for him, but probably not a robust market, maybe not at the price that the Dolphins could be asking for. This is a move in line with what they usually do. They love a Brett Veach special, a guy that was a former first or second round pick that checks out physically, that was a coveted college prospect that failed in his first location, and now you can breathe life into his career. They've taken those chances before. Some have hit, some have missed. This will be my question. Are you committed to putting him on the field? Because they did this same thing last year with Joshua Uche, if you remember. They traded a sixth-round pick. I remember we were getting Patriots guests on the show and Pro Football Focus on the show to tell us more about him. And then it ended up being for nothing because he could never get on the field and they didn't use him and he was getting healthy DMPs. So the Chiefs are telling me, and all of the rumors are that they're interested in a defensive lineman. Maybe it's a D-tackle, maybe it's a DN, but I do think they're picking up another big body. Are they going to trade for this big body, or are they going to try to look through the waiver wire, look through the available free agents, and go grab one of them? You might be laughing, but that's how they got Mike Pinnell. They did not trade for Mike Pinnell. They picked him up in the middle of the season. He just was at home working out, and that obviously ended up working for them. Could they go back and try to go get Mike Pinnell? Could they go get Colin Saunders, who currently plays for the Saints? Let's see how it plays itself out, but I do feel very confident in saying I expect the Chiefs to go get a defensive lineman at some point here in the next 2 weeks.
And I would be a proponent of that move. You're right. We can't answer this. Is that player going to play? I don't know. But on the surface, the Joshua Uche trade last year, something similar to that for Jalen Phillips, a guy who had a solid rookie year before injuries kind of derailed his career, is the type of move I would be a proponent of for the Chiefs. It's a position of need. It's low acquisition cost. And it just... it makes too much sense with what they do. I'm a big proponent of Jalen Phillips or someone in that Jalen Phillips type of, you know, echelon for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Someone that makes a lot of sense to me would be Calais Campbell, who plays for the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, we're talking about a veteran player who has stayed very healthy over the last couple of seasons. Now, you're getting a 39-year-old player who has played for five different teams, so I want to be realistic about what the expectations are. But, I mean, the last couple of seasons, he played for Baltimore back in 2022. He played in 14 games and had six sacks. In 2023, he played for Atlanta, played in 17 games, had 6.5 sacks. Last year, played for Miami, had 5 sacks. So far, in Arizona, played in all 7 games. Has 3 sacks so far this season and 9 quarterback hits. To me, that's the kind of player that they're looking for. A guy who's owed $2.5 million between now and the end of the season, has shown you that he can play DN, can also play a little bit of nose tackle, can get to the quarterback, and has stayed relatively healthy, and it's just a wham bam thank you ma'am, he's done at the end of the season. To me, that's the kind of player they should be looking for. I'd rather have Calais Campbell than have Jalen Phillips. I think he's a better player. I think he's a more proven and productive player, and I don't question you taking him off a team and dropping him in the middle of the season and expecting him to perform. This is a guy who's been in the league for 18 years. This is a guy that has been a proven producer everywhere that he's gone. I'd rather go get Calais Campbell. To me, that's in line with if you're willing to spend a sixth-round pick and eat the rest of the money, which is no money by NFL standards, you get somebody that you can plug and play immediately. If you go trade for Calais Campbell next Wednesday, for example, you should expect him to play against the Buffalo Bills. You've been doing this long enough. Hey, we just need you to just be a body, and we'll teach you the defense as things go on. If you're asking me between those two, I'd rather go get Calais Campbell.
I still rather have Jalen Phillips because I think you can survive and advance a D tackle by adding a waiver wire type. Like, we've seen this fan base and this team make Mike Pinnell a hero. Mike Pinnell came out of literally nowhere. He was available for anyone. They got the most out of him. We've seen that before with Turk Wharton, albeit undrafted free agent. They found him off the scrap heap. They got the most out of him. It just feels like D tackle is a position where it's a little bit like running back, where like the elite ones are the elite ones, but you can kind of survive in advance with guys off the waiver wire. So I would be using your acquisition costs on something that costs more, and that higher cost is usually defensive end or edge rusher.
Yeah, one name that continues to be texted in, and I understand why people are saying this, and Christian Wilkins. I think that Christian Wilkins is just turning into football's version of Trevor Bauer. I don't think that Christian Wilkins is playing this year. Now, maybe he ends up playing next year at some point, but with the way that it ended in Las Vegas, there have been no rumors, no buzz, no conversation about him. There's been no report about Christian Wilkins. It seems to me that the NFL has just said, we don't want that guy around. And every team is just, yeah. Now, I don't know all of the backstory. None of us know all the backstory. But if there is one thing we know NFL teams are usually, it's forgiving. Especially if you can play. If you can play, they are willing to overlook a whole lot of stuff. And they have let terrible people into the locker room. The fact that nobody seems very interested in having Christian Wilkins around tells me everything I need to know. Something going on there. I don't know what it is. I can't pinpoint what it is, but nobody really seems that serious about wanting him around on the team. Rob, let's have this part of the conversation. I know we got to play the KU interviews and the K-State interviews. So when it comes to the Chiefs, they are at least mulling over the idea of possibly trading either one of their corners. They have Christian Fulton right now. They've committed a significant amount of money to Christian Fulton. He is in line for $15 million guaranteed and has played in 17 snaps so far this season. The other player is Joshua Williams, another player who can't get on the field. I'm not going to say they're stuck with Christian Fulton because it's $15 million and teams eat that amount of money all the time in sports, but I'm keeping Christian Fulton around in case an injury happens. It's football. Injuries happen all the time. You had something happen at left tackle in which you needed a starter. You were instantly able to plug him in, and things haven't missed a beat if you were there. Why can't that happen at cornerback? Those things happen all the time in the National Football League. At one point, you really liked Christian Fulton. You liked him enough to give him $15 million guaranteed. You didn't give him that a year ago. He's never played for the Kansas City Chiefs. So I'm not super interested in just giving up on Christian Fulton. I would keep him. Now, Joshua Williams, a different deal. He is on his final year of his rookie deal. You're not keeping him for next year. If you can get something out of Joshua Williams, sure. He's not playing. He's a special teams player at this point. But Christian Fulton, if you liked him enough to sign him to that deal in April, I don't know why you wouldn't like him enough to just keep him around and see how the rest of the season could play itself out. You've already paid the money.
I would be a proponent of trading Christian Fulton. And some of the text line brought this up. They had to make a move, and they lost one of their late-round picks because of Derek Nnadi. Boy, does that move look terrible. But that's neither here nor there. You can recoup that with a Joshua Williams and or Christian Fulton deal. I understand the depth conversation. I understand having break glass in case of emergency. I do. But carrying a guy who is going to cost you money next year, big money, to sit around and watch the games is foolish. If you are basically able to recoup the cost in the way of getting a pick, I'm a proponent of doing that. If Christian Fulton is a sit around and let's see if there's a problem guy, then that's a waste of everyone's time and money. Trade him and get a fifth, maybe a sixth round back. I mean, you're keeping him on ice, so he's really seen no football this year. I would much rather trade him than just have him be some sort of emergency option.
Yeah, but I guess my argument with him would just be this. This is money that you've already paid. And again, at some point you had to have liked him. You gave him a two-year, $20 million deal this offseason. You gave him a $6 million signing bonus. You guaranteed the signing bonus. You guaranteed his entire compensation for this year and $5 million of next year. At one point, you loved Christian Fulton. If he is now healthy, which we believe that he is healthy, I don't think he was healthy in August. I don't think he was healthy in September. I think he's healthy right now in October. What has changed so much with him as a player to now you don't see him as viable and a guy that you don't want on your roster in really any capacity? Now, maybe what they're doing is they're trying to keep him healthy right now and they're kind of mulling their options if they're going to trade him or not. At this point, I would just say keep him. Keep him and see what happens. I don't think you're getting a fifth round pick for Christian Fulton. Because if I'm another team, the one thing I'm not doing is I'm not buying you out of your problem. Why would I buy you out of your problem? Right now, you gave this guy money, so he's tying up some of your cash. You also don't have a lot of late-round draft picks. I'm going to solve two problems for you. I'm going to take on the guaranteed money you've committed to paying, and I'm going to give you draft pick compensation that you can possibly use to go get the piece that you need to beat me in the playoffs? Absolutely not. You better live with Christian Fulton if that's the case. You better find a way to make it work. So I'm not taking that trade if I'm another team. Not for him. I might give you some for Joshua Williams. Joshua Williams is going to cost you a seventh-round pick. Ain't nobody giving you anything of value. But I'm not giving you a fourth-round pick for Christian Fulton for you to then turn around and use that on a pass rusher to then have that guy get a sack on third down and now beat us in the postseason. Absolutely not if I'm another team in the league.
I also wonder if with Christian Fulton, because we both agree, Christian Fulton's a better player than Joshua Williams. Like that's part of the equation here too. I think you're going to get a similar return for either player, but maybe the team you're sending Christian Fulton to is a wider, you know, grouping, because a team that's bad but looking for corner but maybe tries to steal a second year out of a player is more willing to make it work. The Jets just come to mind. They're not an actual example of this, but if you're a team on the fringe, if you're last year's Broncos, a team that barely got into the playoffs and has hopes of being good the following season, I think that team is more interested in Christian Fulton than, you know, teams are in Joshua Williams, because he's a better player and there's control on the backside. I get what you're saying if you're trading him to a contender. Like, if you're the Lions, you're not going to trade him to the – you're not going to take that trade and then turn around and give the Chiefs one that can beat you in the Super Bowl. I get that. But maybe a team that's fringe playoffs takes him because of the second year. I would be a proponent of trading, honestly, both, but at least one of the two players.
So earlier today, we were joined by Lance Leipold. He is the head coach at the University of Kansas. They got a big home game, one of the biggest home games that KU has had in quite some time. Kansas State is coming to town. We asked Coach Leipold, what has he learned about the Jayhawks so far this season?
Again, that I've said from the start, I've said it to this team since the spring, I think we have a chance to be a really good football team. But again, consistency will be the key. And I think right now we haven't quite obtained that yet, that we have the flashes to be a really good team and have had those chances come up from time to time. But a few of those have slipped away. The Texas Tech game, I think we were, you know, handled by a team that was significantly better than us on that day. But the other two losses, I thought we competed hard and showing those things. And again, we'll have to be at our best this Saturday against a good Kansas State team.
I'm really excited about the quarterback matchup in this one. Let's talk about your quarterback and Jalen Daniels. I think we've just seen his confidence grow. He's playing a lot more consistent. It feels like something is different with him this year. I talked to you about this earlier in the season. I was at the game against Fresno State, and I remember early on in that game, he got a first down. He signaled first down, and he just had a different aura, a different energy about him. How have you seen him grow as the season's progressed?
I think he's much more relaxed. I think as he's gone through the things, the ups and downs, I think playing every game last year was definitely something that was important to him and showed the consistency that he can be. His approach to this has continued to be outstanding. He's one of the first guys in the building each and every day. His preparation of taking care of himself and then preparing for the opponent has been great. His confidence in the receiving core and in the game plan has been excellent as well. I think part of that confidence and being relaxed is he's really done a great job of going through his progressions and not trying to put the ball where it doesn't need to be or to a certain individual, but kind of going through things. And that's why you see different guys kind of showing up time to time with big games for us.
Right now, we're talking to Lance Leipold. He is the head coach at the University of Kansas. They got a very important game this week at home against Kansas State. Coach, let's talk about the bye week. How important was it to have that bye week after playing Texas Tech, one of the better teams in the Big 12, one of the better teams in the country, have that in the middle between one of you guys' most important games of the season at home against K-State?
Yeah, I think it's important. You know, again, sometimes after you kind of go through a tough night like we did down there, you want to flush it and get on to the next game as quickly as possible. But I think our guys did a good job of flushing that, owning what needs to be worked on again. And then it gave us a chance because we're, you know, like a lot of people are this time of year, your body's getting banged up and you've got to find a way to put yourself back together and prepare and get on the practice field, let alone be ready to go on game day. And I just think it came at a good time. We were able to reduce some of the workload on some of our players and get other guys some reps and again, still prepare for a good opponent here on Saturday.
Coach, you guys have already played in one rivalry game this season a month ago against Mizzou. How valuable do you think that experience is that now you guys are hosting a rivalry game?
I think it's important anytime you get in big games, and it's a goal, again, as many of us in college football, you want to build consistent winning programs. You want them all to be big, but obviously there are certain ones that, based on locality and other things, become games that are talked about more. I think we still want to make sure our players approach each and every week with a level of consistency on how they prepare, their rest, how they take care of their bodies, hydration, film prep, everything that you want in your players. But as you know, when you get into it, a lot of times players know each other a little bit more and all those things that you have a chance. You feel a little extra energy in the stadium, like we said, and when it's a full house, those things help, and it also makes it a special. And I hope there's positive experiences from our first one earlier this year.
Coach, there's always going to be pressure when you're the head coach of a Power Four school. Do you feel added pressure to break this streak?
You know, added pressure. We want to get this streak broken. There's a lot of things. It ends up being a lot of conversation. I think from the time we arrived and people asked about it, I said it was our responsibility in order to make rivalries that the games needed to be closer. And now close isn't good enough. We understand that. And I don't know about extra pressure. I think, you know, we put enough pressure on ourselves in this building each and every week to be at our best. And it's a high stressful position career we've decided on. So, again, I want to make sure that we play our best football to date and see where it takes us on Saturday.
Right now, we're talking to the head coach of the University of Kansas, Lance Leipold, joining us on the show. Coach, what would it mean for you in your career? What would it mean for your team, your program, to win a game like this? We're talking about the streak here. K-State, they've won the Big 12. They played in big games. That's obviously a place that you guys are trying to get to. What would it mean to finally just get this monkey off your back, so to speak?
Well, personally, it's, this is about a program. It's not about one individual. I know the head coach is the one who has his name on a lot of different things. I think it's important for this football program to have a win against Kansas State because it's been so long, and that's what we need to do and focus on. I think it would be another big step in the development and of this program and where we want it to be and where we want it to be each and every year.
Coach, what do you guys need to do on Saturday to win this football game?
Well, again, we've got to be, we've watched some things. We got to watch some stuff. We've let things get away from us in special teams and really all four previous meetings since we've been here. I think we've got to be able to contain a very dynamic and explosive offense, starting with Avery Johnson. And if Dylan Edwards is on the field, and as I said, when they put those two and Jace Brown on the field, that's as athletic and speed-wise as good as anybody in the Big 12, maybe the country as far as pure speed on the field. So we got to be better than we were at down in Lubbock as far as being gap sound and making sure that we tackle well and do those things and make them drive the field to beat us. Offensively, we got to be a little more balanced than we've been in running the ball. And we talked much about what Jalen's been doing for us. We've got to be a better third down team than we've been to date, as well as scoring touchdowns in the red zone. And if we do some of all these things that I've talked about, then again, we're going to have a great chance to win the football game.
Coach, I'm coming at this from a completely neutral perspective. I'm not a KU fan. I'm not a K-State fan. I just want to see a good competitive. Part of me does want to see you win just so Rob can be happy.
if that's what puts it over the top, I'll take it. But we want a great college football game on Saturday. And again, I'm looking forward to it as we have a chance to kind of get, snap this streak against Coach Klieman and his fine program.
That was the head coach of the Kansas Jayhawks, Lance Leipold, joining us on the show. Coming up on the other side, we'll play for you guys what Chris Kleiman had to say. We'll also get you ready for this weekend's matchup. I really am coming at this from a completely neutral perspective. I think both coaches really need this game. We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. So Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to the 965 YouTube channel. The Drive brought to you by DM Entry Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Entry Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 965, The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Rob, I want to get your opinion about this. I honestly think that you could argue that both Kansas and K-State need this game equally for different reasons, but equally. Lance Leipold, they have made a tremendous commitment to you. You make a lot of money. The reason that the stadium renovations are happening the way that they are happening is because they wanted to keep you. It was literally in your contract that they had to start working on the stadium or you could just leave with no buyout. So that is a major reason of why Kansas is making the progress as the football program that they have is because of Lance Leipold. You got a 6-year quarterback. You are the better team. You are at home. It is sold out. Everything tells you this is the Saturday to finally beat them. They have beaten you for 16 consecutive years. You know how hard that is? For those of you that have like an 8-year-old kid, try to play your kid in tic-tac-toe, and do you think you would beat them 16 consecutive times in tic-tac-toe? One of the times they catch you slipping. It's hard to beat somebody 16 consecutive times in something. If you're K-State, this season is not going the way that you thought it was going to go. There was a time that people thought that K-State was the best team in the conference. People thought this. You were not winning the Big 12. You were not going to a major bowl. At least at the end of the season, what I would want to be able to tell the boosters if I'm Chris Kleiman is we beat Kansas this year. You can't strike out on everything. You can't underperform and lose to KU this year. That just isn't good. I'm not saying that puts you on the hot seat, but you also got to pay attention to look at the way college football is. Teams are firing coaches here left and right. You can be in the college football playoff last year and let go the next season. There ain't no guarantees in this thing. It is a week-by-week business. So I would encourage Chris Klieman to go win this game. I think you can argue honestly on both sides on how important this is for both programs and both universities.
I would 100% agree, which is crazy because I would have said before the season, this game is obviously more important to Lance Leipold just to get that monkey off his back and really the program's back. It's only been on his back for 3-4 years now. It's been on the program's back for another 12 or 13. But Chris Klieman, I don't think he's on the hot seat. But a year that was supposed to have the quarterback, the running back, the D-line came back. The year that was supposed to have everything coalesce, they went to Ireland. It was real bad. They then came back. They lost a really bad game to Army. They blew one against Baylor. Like, it has not gone to form. But if you can win this one, you're back on pace to be bowl eligible, which is a big deal. And if you are bowl eligible, you might go 6-6, but say we beat Kansas again, and then you bring Avery back for one more go-round or maybe two more go-rounds, you can really sell the fan base. It was a blip on the radar. We're going forward. You lose this one, you might make a bowl game, and you've lost to Kansas. You are public enemy number one in Manhattan.
I'm looking at Kansas State's schedule the rest of the way. So, Rob, let's play this out if they lose. Let's just play it out if they lose.
So then they're 4-6.
K-State has 3 wins.
Oh, so they're 3-6 this season. Okay.
They have 3 wins with 4 games to go. You better get going if that's the case. You got Texas Tech at home.
That is.
On the road against Oklahoma State. You should absolutely win that.
Oklahoma State's
on the road against Utah and Colorado at home, a game in which I believe K-State would be favored in that scenario. But Colorado is definitely capable of going into Manhattan this year and beating them. If they don't win this KU game and you got to win 3 of your next 4, it's very realistic to start asking the question, is K-State making a bowl game this year?
I would say, I mean, if they lose the KU game, I think we're going to, I'll put down the Tech game in pencils a loss. I feel like Utah on the road is no easy trek. Like, if you don't beat KU, I legitimately don't know you are a bowl team in 2025. Like, that, this game might be the difference between getting some postseason play and no postseason play at all.
I'm with you, 100% with you, if that's the case. We'll play the Klieman coming up in the next segment. I know we're running out of time here, Rob, so I don't want to make us too late. I want to play this audio for you guys. This is Jeremy White. I would consider Jeremy White a dear friend of the show. He's above regular friend of the show. He's dear friend of the show. We have Jeremy White on 3-4 times a year. We like Buffalo. We like Jeremy White on this show. Well, this is what he said about the Chiefs.
You know how I know the Chiefs are starting to really assemble and look good is because they're becoming more annoying. When they're at their best, they're annoying. Them running a pretend to call them offsides and then Mahomes standing up and saying, this never works, this never works, only to then call a run play. That is the kind of thing that when I was in CYO basketball, I'm in fourth grade, we had an inbounds play where the point guard at the top of the key says, wait, no, I'm supposed to take it out. I'm supposed to take it out. Like, that's your trick play in fourth grade, and the Chiefs are running that and succeeding. That's them at their most annoying.
I really do feel like nature is healing in a lot of ways. I really do. I feel like nature is healing. You guys absolutely have your swagger back. You guys are just much more fun and much more enjoyable when the Chiefs are just the absolute best. Not good when they're the best. That's when you guys are back. Buffalo's not good. The Broncos are not good. You don't believe in the Colts. No other quarterback is good. That's when I like you guys. I also think nature is healing on the other side. Everybody's complaining about the officials. The Raiders feel bad about themselves. The rest of the league finds you annoying. They're starting to show Taylor Swift more on the television broadcast. I really feel like we're back. The first couple of weeks of the season, very weird, very odd. Not really something I could get behind. Now, everybody's back to where they should be. The Chiefs are considered the best team in the AFC. You guys got your swagger back. The rest of the league is annoyed by it. Craig Carton is considering government league conspiracies about all of this. I'm just happy to know that we're all back. Rob, I want to ask you this question here because this is the perfect 2-minute question to ask you before we have to take a break. So earlier today, I called my financial advisor. You know, I'm thinking about getting another car. I'm thinking about other things. Like, I just want to talk to him and just, hey, what's the plan for this? I want to make sure that me or you are on the same page and have a conversation about this. So we were talking about home ownership. You know, I'm thinking about just, you know, I've been living in an apartment for a while. Maybe it's time for me to just do something different. So we were having a conversation about it. Rob, the way that he described living in a home sounded absolutely awful. He was like, I mean, you got to pay property taxes, then you got to paint the thing once every year, and then something goes wrong. He was like, every time I turn around, it's $200 for something else. And at the end of it, I was thinking, why do people do this? This sounds fun to you? Because the way that he described it, it didn't sound fun to me. Nothing about it sounded like an enjoyable experience about owning a home. It makes me think, hey, maybe I got this thing all wrong. Because now when something goes wrong, hey, man, something wrong. I don't know how to fix it. That's your job. You come fix it. Let me put this work order in. There's in our 20-minute conversation, Rob, there was nothing he told me about home ownership that made me like, man, I really want to go buy one. I need to go get one. Then I think he realized it was like, oh, well, it's great for equity. No, I don't want to deal with this every day. This doesn't sound like something. This sounds stressful. Owning a home sounds stressful. Why would I want to sign myself up for stress? I don't want to do that. Right now, I'm not stressed. I'm very happy.
I mean, it's the same conversation as renting a car versus owning a car. Like, you can get a loaner from wherever dealership on a one-year loan, or you can own. There's a lot of hiccups and hangups and with ownership, but on the back end, it's always better. But he's not wrong. Something always pops up, or you have to do chores that you didn't even think of because
that's what he was telling me. He was like, you know, we pay somebody to do the landscaping and then, you know, the roof. He was just describing all of these things that could possibly go wrong with the house. And I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, this doesn't sound fun. This doesn't sound enjoyable. Someone on the text line says owning a home is the American dream. Nothing he described sounded like a dream to me. It sounded like an absolute nightmare is what it sounded to me. And it sounded like something I wanted to be a part of. Coming up on the other side, yesterday was an A-plus day for the NBA. Let's talk about it. Keep it right here, Sir Drive.
This is Wyatt Thompson from K-State, and you're listening to The Drive with CDOT right here on 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
All right. I want to talk about the NBA for just a little bit, Rob. I know we don't have a lot of time. I apologize for not playing the Chris Kleiman interview. Be sure to check out the podcast page. K-State fan, I promise you, I did not mean this as any negativity. Rob, you would love to know that Eli Drinkwitz went on the Paul Feinbaum show today. So just wanted to let you know that.
Well, that's neat.
Just wanted to let you know.
I'm still working very hard to get Kevin Coleman.
Chris Kleiman came on the show today. Lance Leipold came on the show. Eli, too busy to come on the show today, but he had time to go on the Paul Feinbaum show today. I just wanted to let you know that. I just wanted to let you know how he spent his free time today. All right, let's talk about the NBA. Someone on the text line said this, and I know you guys think this. C-Dot, the NBA hasn't had an A-plus day since the 90s, probably. That's fine. I know that some of you will just never open your mind to the NBA and never give it a chance, and I accept that. I can live with that. Perfectly fine. I'm telling you that yesterday was it could not have gone better for the NBA than it did yesterday. For a lot of us that really like the NBA, I think we started to see a very big shift in what people's expectations are for the way that the league is covered, discussed, and presented. I don't mind Stephen A. Smith. I really don't mind it. I don't think we need Stephen A. Smith to be a part of everything. I don't think every NBA conversation needs to be a form of a first take conversation. You want to know what's so cool about the NFL? Every time the NFL talks about the NFL, they make it sound like it's the greatest thing that's ever happened. I mean, it could be a tame. The pregame for it will get you fired up for it. They got the people right there. They got just everything about the league is just, you need to watch it. This is big. It feels big. The NBA hasn't treated its product like that. They did yesterday. They showed the player intros. They never do that when it comes to the broadcast. During halftime, they had Mike Tirico sit down with Michael Jordan. They had the old school music. The game was fantastic. The defending NBA champion went up against Houston, who made one of the biggest trades this offseason, getting Kevin Durant. It was a triple overtime thriller yesterday. All I want as a person who loves the NBA is I want the content to be reflective of the product that I think is on the court. I think the NBA is a good, fun, exciting product. Sometimes you would never know by the way it's discussed. Not by former players, not by the journalists. I mean, one of the biggest stories last year in the NBA was one of their top journalists going after one of their, these things don't happen in the NFL. They don't happen in baseball. Why do they happen in the NBA? So yesterday, I was happy that yesterday was about basketball. There is a certain level of prestige that comes with the NBC broadcast. They do the Olympics. They do Sunday Night Football. They do Notre Dame football. It's big time to be on NBC. It felt like a big time product yesterday. From top to bottom, from the intros, from Mike Tirico to the halftime show to the presentation, it felt big. It sounded big. It was great. I loved it. I really enjoyed it. I watched basically the entire second half and overtime of the Rockets and Thunder game. I didn't watch a whole lot of the Lakers and Warriors game, but I watched a lot of that game. And I'm telling you, it was two thumbs up for me. I really enjoyed yesterday's NBA. Did you get a chance to watch yesterday, Rob?
I saw the end of the fourth quarter and overtime. I was busy doing some other stuff before then, so I didn't get a chance to watch the first basically three quarters. But I did see on social media the response to the NBC coverage was very, very good. It'll be fun. Like I agree with you. We don't need everything to be first take. But I think the NBA can thrive on, hey, their games on NBC are like big-time journalism, break down the game energy. And then like tonight, I haven't been watching because I've been here. Inside the NBA is back now on ESPN. That's not, big time journalism, but it's the fun side of the league. The league can do both, and I'm excited to see if they are able to do this correctly.
Yeah, I mean, my hope, and I think a lot of people's hope, is I hope that NBC being in it just makes everybody else up
their game a little bit. That's what I hope they just up their game a bit. And I just don't think that I don't think that anybody's up in their game. At least I didn't get that from ESPN. Last year's NBA Finals felt like a Friday night ESPN game. That's not how they should feel. That's not at all how they should feel. And I feel like NBC cares. And that's all I really want. I'm excited to see what it looks like on Amazon on Friday. Amazon, I think, has been a great player when it comes to streaming. And we know they just got endless amount of money that they're going to put out a quality product. So tonight we get the return of Inside the NBA. Really excited for that. I don't know who's playing today other than the Knicks and Cavs. I know that's the
Spurs,
first game.
Spurs and Mavs.
Okay. That's worth watching. Victor Wembanyama and the debut of Cooper Flagg. So, yeah, another great day in the NBA. I will be locked into the NBA today. We don't have baseball again until Friday, right? That's when the World Series is back on Friday. So, yeah, a couple of nights. You know what? I'm going to convert one person a day on the text line to the NBA. That's going to be my goal. One person a day.
That's lofty. Lofty goal.
One person a week.
There you go.
One person a
week.
That's
more doable
when it comes to the NBA. We'll be back tomorrow. Patrick Mahomes will be on the show. Take care of yourself. It's the drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.